Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the Fan. Commanders lost yesterday, fell to 7-3. Different feeling. They lost week one against Tampa. I think a lot of people, first time getting your feet wet. Lost on the road to the Ravens. What was that, week six, I think?
Yeah.
Baltimore is better. Yesterday, one, is their first loss at home on the season. That home field advantage has been a real thing. Two, whether Pittsburgh came back and took it or Washington gave it away, some combination of the two, this one feels different. This one feels like they had it and they lost it, and it it hits different.
Yeah, I mean, you had a 10-point lead. And I think at that point, you felt that they were going to continue as they've been. And they were given opportunities by the defense, and they did not capitalize.
You had a 10-point lead, and they turned it over twice in the second half.
Yeah.
Haven't checked in on the stream yet. Shout out to everybody on the stream, youtube.com/@1067. You know who was first to say good morning?
Who's that?
Cairo Atos. Hope I'm saying that right.
Probably
K-H-A-I-R-O-A-E-T-O-S. Cairo. Good morning, everybody in the stream. Hope you're doing well. All right, B. Lattimore, they trade for him. They give up a day two pick. They need him, dude.
They need him. I think if he's healthy, he goes. If he's not, you can't force it. Because I think right now, I was thinking about this driving in.
Speed guy, soft tissue, never force
it. When we were talking a while ago what we felt this team would do, the most anybody said they would win would be 10 games. And I'm not talking about the people that called in and saying 14-3 and 16 and all that. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about when we were sitting here having these conversations, I think it was a 7, a 9, 10. What's the most? They're at 7-3 right now.
Yep.
They have 7 games left. I think they have lived up to expectations.
I think they've surpassed them.
But I'm saying, for the people that said 7 games, you lived up to it at that point. You probably passed those. People that said 10, they still got more to do. But ultimately, along the way, our expectations changed. Because they showed you something. So in essence, what you're saying is true. They have past expectations. So I'm thinking, like, we can't start thinking that they got to force things at this point. Like, if Lattimore is ready to go, he goes on Thursday.
Sure.
If he's not, you can't play him. Every decision has to be made based off of, listen, yes, if things happen this year, more icing on the cake. Nobody expected that to happen this year.
7-3 right now. Looking at the schedule, I got 4 games, at least 3, where they're going to be favored. And being favored doesn't matter. Atlanta yesterday. But they're going to be favored at home against Dallas, at home against Tennessee, and probably on the road in New Orleans, and then maybe on the road in Dallas week 18. Who knows what week 18 could look like? There's a billion scenarios, right? So you're too far away to guess at what Sunday, January 5th will hold. But specific to your point about getting to 10, I mean, just Dallas, Tennessee, New Orleans should be 10. And you don't want to count them, that's fine. I'm just telling you the reality of the situation. I'm curious, B, your bigger concern, the pass defense or the inability to run the football?
I think inability to run the football is more to me because I think when we're running the ball effectively, we keep teams off balance. when we're running the ball effectively, we now have an advantage when we start getting on the edges with our pass game and things of that nature. The offense is far more explosive when we're running the ball. So if we can run it and put points on the board, what we do for our defense, we keep them off the field sometimes. They're on the field fresh. And every game I've seen, a defense gets a stop. It gives us a way to go out there and pile up, double up on our scores. And it gets us in a position now to where other teams get one-dimensional against us, and we are now still two-dimensional against them. So I think the offense, when it's cooking, this team is far better as an overall football team.
I think the efficiency has been so important for them, mm-hmm. and a lot of that efficiency starts with staying ahead of the chains. And yesterday they got away from it, and you got a really good pass rush on the other side. And I think it was just really problematic. Now, in two games, B-Rob has now missed three games. In two of those games, Washington had by far their lowest rushing total.
Yeah.
I think those were also against the two best teams they've played in Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Yesterday, they ran for 60 against the Ravens. They ran for 52. Every other game this season, they've gone for at least over 100, usually like one. They're averaging about 150 a game.
Okay.
What's your level of concern with B-Rob? He's now missed 3 out of 10 games. He's missed the last two.
I mean, the thing about it, I don't have a concern level because sometimes you get those knee injuries, you're going to have another type of leg injury because you're trying to protect it. But ultimately, if he gets healthy, put him on the field. If he's not, you got to run somebody else. I mean, I think, did we see C-Rod yesterday?
He was active.
I just think that sometimes, man.
He finished with 2 carries for 4 yards.
Okay. And I know when B-Rob is in there, B-Rob runs it differently. But sometimes you got to. He's more effective because he's a bigger back with more. He can beat people up a little bit.
I think Patrick Queen yesterday was really impressive, specifically with Jaden. Jaden couldn't get going. Jaden came into this game averaging 52 rush yards per game. Mm-hmm. He finished yesterday with 5.
Yeah.
And Queen. At least once, and I want to say multiple times, it seemed like he was spying him. There was a play where Jaden looked like he got to the edge, and Queen was able to match him and hold it to like a 3 or 4 yard gain,
yeah.
Where normally that's a 7, 11, 13 yard gain. And you do have to look at the Steelers' defense and what they've built and recognize, okay, they also played a really tough opponent yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.